This episode is brought to you by Thanksgiving.
The crisp fall air. The smell of roasted wolf steaks and mashed beets with gravy. Adorable hay-stuffed, gingham-shirted scarecrows that may or may not be involved with some kind of creepy prophecy from the Vistani. Mulled wine. And giving thanks. As the holiday season fast approaches, Barovia would like to wish you and yours a healthy, happy Thanksgiving by sharing what they are most thankful for.
Hello, I'm Gandalf Blinsky, and I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for fun, thankful for toys, thankful for new bidet I installed in bathroom 2 days ago. Talk about fun! I also thankful for all the new friends I have. Thankful for Rafina, who seems so friendly. Batwack, who was very appreciative of Strahd puppet that I make. I thankful for Nick, who kind of fades into background. Thankful for Lank, who is very short. And I thankful for Will, who has commissioned more work from me than anyone else in the past 10 years.
I'm Davian Martikov, and I'm thankful for grapes, for warm, dry summers, mild winters, and for Johnson's Feather Cream. Oh, and I'm thankful that Will Pompeian double-checked to make sure that our family's treasure chest was locked good and tight while he and the rest of his adventuring group were ridding my house of evil druids. 'Cause the gods only know what would have happened to our family if someone nefarious had come along and stolen our entire life savings. Thanks, Will.
Howdy there. I own the barbershop here in Valaki. And I'm thankful that Will Pompeian bought one of my signature wooden combs when he came in for a haircut the other day. Mr. Pompeian is clearly a refined gentleman who knows a thing or two about craftsmanship. Plus, his hair is magnificent, and it was a true honor and privilege to cut and style. So, I am indubitably and profusely thankful for Mr. William A. Pompeian. I'm thankful for torture, murder, paper cuts, victim blaming, and Little Billy Pumpkin.
I'm Henrik Vandervoort, and I'm thankful for the justice system because I am sure that I will receive a fair trial. And I'm thankful for Will Pompeian, who mercifully spared my life out of the goodness of his heart.
I'm Nick, and I'm thankful for Will's magics!
Happy Thanksgiving, Will Pompeian!
This message paid for by Will Pompeian.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay. We good? Everybody here?
Yes. I didn't get waffles. I had stupid celery and peanut butter.
That's the opposite. Like the celery part, anyway.
It's the anti-dent biscuit.
Did you put raisins on it to make ants on a log?
Oh, I used to do that, and then you put little toothpicks through it and put carrot wheels on it and make into a little car driven
Whoa.
By you.
That's even fancier than I ever made.
But still made of celery and carrots. So bullshit.
And then you drop it into a vat of chocolate and deep fry it.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of veering when it comes to health here.
Well, it's appropriate because it was a little car.
Well, and also if you ate the toothpicks, that's not very healthy either.
It's fine, but really.
Shards of wood and celery are really not that different.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then you sprinkled it with broken glass.
All right. So we are back. We've just partaken in some delightful dented waffles. I mean, dent... Shh! I said the word.
Oh, no!
The illusion is broken. The fourth wall has been pierced. The dent biscuits. The Baron is sitting back, contentedly patting his stomach.
Baron.
Yes!
This was a wonderful meal.
I agree.
Thank you for the offer. We take a few moments to confer amongst ourselves to discuss your proposal.
Oh, of course. If you would like to do so now, I can allow you to do so. I don't even need an answer tonight. I mean, whatever. This isn't a, you know, life or death scenario. Again, I'm not trying to force my will upon you. I'm just extending it as a proposition.
Well, I appreciate that. If we could take just a moment now, I would appreciate that as well.
Oh, certainly. Go on. Discuss amongst yourselves, he says from his seat.
And doesn't move?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go outside.
Can we talk to Farah?
Yeah. Lang gets up to excuse himself and walks, I guess, back to the foyer. It's kind of weird.
as you get up, he says, Oh, I guess if you feel like you need some privacy to discuss something, that's fine. Lydia, come. Let's let them, yes, my, serving man will be out in the hall when you're ready. He'll come fetch me. Come, Lydia.
Thank you for your hospitality.
And he leaves. Nick says, this sounds like a great idea, guys. Let's join the guard.
Nick, before we get too excited about this, I should share this message that was shared with me. Now, I didn't catch all of it, but it says help at the top. I hand the note around. All right. Well, I hand the note to Nick, since Nick was the most gung-ho about joining the guard right now, immediately.
He scans it, and like a few seconds into reading, and he goes, look at this, guys, look! And he hands it to Will.
And Will looks at Nick like, if it's that secret, shut up while you read it. We're still in the house. And Will
shouts at him. Be more stealthy, you dumbass.
Will like clears his throat and he's like, well, guys, I think, you know, like as he's trying to read it, he's like, well, I really think that working for the guard would be a great thing for us to do. Monetarily, and to make some connections with this wonderful Baron. And then he hands it to Rafina.
And Rafina looks at it very quickly and it's like, okay, guys, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
But what are we doing?
No, Rafina. Will's like, shh.
Okay, guys. And then she does a big fake yawn. I'm tired.
Well, our host did say we didn't have to decide about the guard tonight, so maybe we should sleep on it.
Nick grabs the note from Rafina and hands it to Batwack.
Well, what you think are his eyebrows raise.
Where are they?
Mike does a quick double take. Were those his eyebrows? Anyway.
Will is like talking loudly about the guard situation. He continues to just kind of act like he's discussing it, but he points at Nick like, brain message time, maybe? You know, like...
Nick looks at you puzzled.
Oh my god!
Lank picks up some of that and just starts talking. Well, I think this would be an opportunity for us. And the Baron does seem rather generous. He's looking now at Nick and Will, expecting them to do some sort of communicating. We are a well-oiled team. We just have to look at each other. We know what each other's thinking.
Will, knowing that Nick is just apparently confused, Will, see, this is one of those things where I'm going to be like a stickler and be like, would we really carry like our bags to the, probably not, right?
Well,
to the dinner party?
You might have taken them. I mean, you went to see Blinsky. I'm guessing you probably went equipped to do so.
Okay, so we have our bag. So I was going to say, I'll just reach in my bag and take out a piece of paper and start writing on it.
Okay.
With my, I have a, what did I, we agreed that I could have a pencil, right?
I think so.
It's like we looked at old-fashioned pencils and we were like, I don't know.
You did.
Chalk, maybe?
Press to digitate words onto a piece of paper.
You
it's
can.
Only
symbols.
It's symbols. I don't think I could make a whole note. Do you think I could? I don't know. Could I?
I don't know.
You're being sticklers about the pencil.
You have a pencil.
Like...
Remember I said this before. You have a pencil.
Okay, I have a pencil. All
thank
right.
you.
So Will just takes the paper out and he's like writing on the paper. Uh-huh. Like, and he goes...
Blank is still droning on about how nice the Baron is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Those waffles, those dent biscuits, rather.
Right, and maybe if we're in the guard, and Will's writing, maybe if we're in the guard, we'll get more waffles. If we do that, that'd be pretty great.
He mentioned the equipment. Maybe we can use his dent biscuit machine to make our own.
What time is it?
Well, it was sunset when you arrived.
I'm just kind of trying to think of how long it would be until midnight.
A few hours.
All right. And was it implied that Izek sleeps with that in their house?
I don't think that was implied either way.
She said kill him in his sleep?
She said...
I think she means the Baron.
Oh, the Baron. Oh.
No crosstalk.
Ah! What?
You're talking out of character.
Sorry. Okay, anyway. Ah! All right. Well, he's writing on the thing like, damn it. I'm like losing my train of thought.
It's like Will, I picture Will actually doing that. You're trying to say the out loud thing and then you start writing what you're saying.
And I'm like, waffle? No, not waffle.
Guard, 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 no!
I was going to write just something simple and I was going to pass the paper along so we could communicate. It was going to be like,
yeah.
Do we trust the wife? That's what he's going to say. Do we trust this wife? Like, and he's going to be Will. He's going to be like shrugging like, do we trust this lady? And he's going to hand the paper off and then he's going to say something else about the guard. I'm so glad that this town exists. Whatever. And he's going to pass the paper along to... I don't know, whoever grabs it first.
That could take a while.
Yeah. First, you have to introduce yourself to the paper.
He passes it to Nick, because okay. Nick is the person he's adventured with the longest.
All right. And he looks at it, and he looks at you, and he goes, and in your head, he uses his message, and he goes, wouldn't it be quicker to do this?
Ah!
And you can reply to him.
And he goes, yes! Like a yell in his head. Is it possible to do it with other people? At the same time, can you send it, or is it only with one person?
It's just with one person.
God damn it, it doesn't actually help that much. Use the paper and pass it along.
He hands it. And he hands it to Rafina, and in Rafina's head, he goes, Nick wanted me to hand this to you, or Will wanted me to hand this to you.
Oh my god, you can do it with more than one person?
You could do it, but not at the same time. Not
everybody
can hear
it. Yeah, not like a
it.
Group text, but yeah. Like a single... Okay, all right, cool.
Yes.
Rafina's like, who is in my head?
Can we reply to you?
Yes, you can reply.
Can we reply all?
No.
But we can write it down. Maybe we can just assume that we're all trying to communicate things. I don't know. Instead of trying to figure out who says what.
I just wanted to explore the comedy... aspect of that communication, and then for story's sake and narration we can overcome that and yeah. Now you can talk to each other.
Okay.
Just but remember, this is all through Nick. If you want to do it silently via yeah. One-way back and forth,
all right,
dictation.
So through Nick we can pass it's be like telephone, pass it to you and you pass it to everybody else.
Yep.
Or we can write it on the paper.
Or you can whisper.
Whenever we go to whisper.
I don't trust it. Will's like, I don't trust... I mean, like, seriously, that is that guy. Maybe he's... I don't know what his powers
are. Is
he under
the table?
No, but I don't know what his powers are. He can see Irina. That's what... Will grabs the paper back. If that's like, I don't know, something...
Hey,
that-
I wasn't done with it.
Okay. Are you writing? Go ahead.
Rafina's so confused, so she's writing what she's saying.
Okay.
Lank is still droning on about the Baron and the guard.
Yeah.
Indeed, we are quite fortunate to have such a potential patron. Several of those words are words Lank would not use.
Even if she's not telling the truth, what do we have to lose in trying to help her?
Will makes an angry face.
Again, you can communicate now. Like
the help she's asking for is murder. We probably shouldn't just on the safe side and murder the guy in case she's sincere.
I didn't say murder him.
You said, what do we have to lose?
By helping her, we can help her. The help she wants is murder.
Will's like, you know what? Here's the deal. I don't have a problem with maybe killing this guy because he seems like a big, bad guy. But I just don't see why we want to get ourselves all mixed up in this right now. What's the benefit to us?
Can anybody think of a legitimate sounding reason for us to talk to the wife alone?
Is that even possible?
That's what I'm asking. That we could be like, hey.
I know. I want a tour of the house. I wanted a tour of the house anyway.
You could try it. You could have Will forge a different note in her hand that says something like, well, never mind. Maybe this isn't going to work. Why is his wife passing you notes, Lang? That, never mind.
Maybe we could pass her a note, be like, meet us outside before midnight so we can discuss this before midnight. Then we have to go inside and murder your husband.
Can nobody, like, distract the Baron while I ask the lady for a tour of the house, or while someone goes with the lady on a tour of the house?
I am willing to try to distract the Baron. While, if you can get her alone, I'll see if I can keep him occupied.
Cool.
We need someone to go with Will because he's extremely skeptical. And he may not remember. I mean, remember. That's not the word I wanted.
Okay, Rafina, you and Will could get a tour. Bathwack and I could talk to the Baron about, like, how much we're getting paid or something. I don't know. You know, logistics. That's another word I wouldn't use. We could talk to him about stuff.
Maybe we could go get an introduction to Isaac.
Oh, anyway, he offered.
Yeah. We could get him out of the house, even.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes. Oh, good thinking. Backwhack.
I mean, that's so funny, but it was.
All right. Sounds good.
Lang turns to the serving man. Might we speak to the Baron again?
The serving man nods and heads off down the hall. And just a moment later, you are rejoined by...
The serving man wasn't in the room,
No,
right?
He was outside.
Okay, I'm just...
He was in the huddle right with you guys.
Looking around. He passed the note to him.
Yeah, he wrote some things down on his own.
Oh my god. Okay.
We're very good at our jobs.
You were rejoined by the Baron, his wife, and his two Mastiffs.
Oh, right, the dogs. Okay.
I didn't mention that this episode at all.
Oh.
I mentioned it last week.
Ah.
He has two Mastiffs.
Oh.
And hello. They left with him and came back with him.
Okay. Mm. Cool.
By the way.
Cool.
Sir, we are interested in your offer. We would like to discuss the details further.
Oh, I wasn't getting that sense that you were so ready to accept or at least entertain the notion. Of course, what
well,
details
people
would you
don't
like?
Get much sense from us at all.
What details would you like to review?
I have ever since I came to Valaki, I haven't been able to see any architecture like this house. Like, this is the kind of place that I've seen back in my land, but, you know, not in Barovia so much. So would you mind giving me a tour, madam? He says to the woman. I don't remember her name. Lydia? Madam? Baroness? Whatever you are? Lady? My
She's
lady?
Baroness.
My Baroness. Or the Baroness. Baroness.
The Baroness, my Baroness.
Baroness. I guess, is what I would just say. I guess one would say, if they were not, like, classless like myself, and I mean Katie, not Will.
So you ask her that so eloquently, and she looks at the Baron, and he nods and just kind of waves her towards the door, and she goes to the door out of the room that you all came in and opens the door and waits for whoever's going to go with her.
Sweet. I skip over to her. Hello! I'm ready for my tour.
Hello, Baroness.
And is anybody going with him?
Isn't Rafina going?
Oh, yes, Rafina's going.
She already forgot.
And I was worried that Will was going to forget.
God, we're good. All right.
So, yes, you head out the door. Let's go real quick back to Lank and Batthwack and Nick. So, the Baron says, he claps his hands. Let's get down to it.
Basic questions, being not terribly familiar with your land. Not to be too forward, but what is the compensation?
Okay. And knowing that this is merely a distraction, I will say he begins to describe such details with you. And then we go to Rafina and Will with the Baroness, who closes the door behind you to the dining room and begins leading you down the hall.
I'm like, what is this, oak? And I just started talking about it. I don't know.
I love the idea that we're all hearing that muffled from other parts of the house.
Like, right, exactly.
Oh, Lord, what lovely furniture.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to make
what
it.
What a
like,
great tour!
Yeah. That's the thing. Take us, go. And he's just gesturing for her to take us far away. I mean, upstairs would be great, maybe. Far.
Well, she actually leads you first, actually just right across the hall.
Oh, you dumb lady.
There's another door.
Is she worth saving? Come on, jeez.
She opens the door and leads you into what looks like a den. There's padded chairs and couches that line the walls. It smells faintly of pipe smoke. And mounted on one of the walls is the head of an angry-looking brown bear.
Not a wolf?
Not a wolf. An angry-looking brown bear.
Wait, tell us again.
A wolf. And she says, this is my husband's den. He entertains guests here sometimes. It's a comfortable room.
Aw, so she sounds so sad. Oh, no. Is there a desk in here? Can I read it? No, I'm just kidding.
There's no desk.
Damn it. All right.
She's talking and you're like, that's so interesting as you're emptying out drawers by shaking.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Can we see a room at the far end of the house, please? I thought I saw an interesting...
Gable.
Rococo. Through the window of a room we haven't seen yet. Let's go do it.
Well, let's see. What would be appropriate to show you?
And Will, assuming I took my paper and pencil back, because Will would not be letting his pencil get away from him, he's going to write a note to her that just says, somewhere far where prying ears can't hear, something like that.
Okay. You hand her the note.
So we can kill you.
Can't hear the spurts of blood.
Yeah. As we murder you.
Stabbing noises. So you hand it to her, she reads it, and her eyes go wide, and she just shakes her head violently at you.
He offers her the pencil.
And she quickly scrawls, and she hands it to you, but she writes, no, bad idea. Too dangerous. Come at midnight.
He, like, widens his eyes at her, like, come on. Like, and he starts writing again, like, is there some, I don't know how he would say this, like, as someone who comes from a land where there is magic, but is there some magical ears that are listening somehow? Are there spies in your house?
She says, she... fits in the margins now. and then she flips it over. Wide open space. She says, do not know. Perhaps fell magic is at work. Izek may have powers unknown. Husband is bad man. Wouldn't put it past him.
Hmm. And Will shares that with Rafina, obviously passes it along to her. And then... I think he's like, let's go upstairs. I would love to see the upstairs. Just to, yeah. Yes. Stop shaking your head at me, miss.
She shakes her head at you and says, no, I that's our private space up there, and I don't know that my husband would feel at ease if I took you there at this time. Perhaps if he has a chance to prepare it, that would be okay, but I don't
think... He's gonna write really slowly as she's talking, "I don't trust you," and just shows it to her. And looks at her earnestly, because how is he supposed to know if she's not trying to set them up?
She just kind of looks at you helplessly. She kind of shrugs. Can she take it from you?
Rufina snatches the note and slaps Will's hand and puts her arm around the lady's shoulder and says, "Okay, see you at midnight."
No! Will's like, "No!"
Well,
he's gonna, if I don't know if you're trying to pull her away or anything, but he's gonna take the paper back, snatch the paper back, or if she won't let him get it, he'll like pull another one out of his bag and just say "magic?" question mark, and gesture towards the house and be like, "Dogs?" question mark, and gesture towards the dogs. "Izek, does he sleep here? Need information." Shows it to her. And he's going to gesture like, "Keep tour going."
She kind of shrugs at you and she takes the note and says, "Make quick, not much time, tour short. Questions." Hands it back.
Questions?
Questions with a question mark. Oh, okay. Questions?
Yeah. Magic? Protective spells? I'm writing this as speaking in shorthand because he's writing
it.
So
say it and I'll reply to them.
Where do dogs sleep? Why do we trust you? God damn it, he doesn't say that. It's too long.
Magic to magic, she says, "Not that I'm aware of."
Okay.
To where dogs sleep, she says, "In bedroom."
And Will, throws his hands up, "How are we, what are we supposed to do about the dogs? Where are you going to be? Where are you, you're just going to be at the door and there's going to be no trouble?" These are all things that are way too long to write. Damn it. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get the information so that we can... I feel like if we show up, it's just going to be like, Izek's just going to be there. Where does Izek sleep? Where is he? Does he stay here?
Yes, but not tonight. He's on duty.
Murder husband? Question mark?
Yes.
Why not murder you? Question mark.
Husband, bad man, murdering staff, evil... eliminate.
Will looks at Rufina like a shrug, like I don't know if I, how do we trust her?
Rufina takes the note and writes, "We no kill," because there's no room left on the paper.
Will just folds his arms.
Except by accident. "We burn down."
Will puts his head in his hand he doesn't agree, but he doesn't know what else to do. He's already kind of gotten into it with this lady. I guess they have to kind of side with someone.
She points, there's a clock in the room. She points at it and says, and kind of gestures you back out of the room, back towards the dining room.
Will very callously writes, it wouldn't be in... Valak, or in this D&D land, but a symbol for money, like a dollar bill sign, but just
whatever the symbol for money is.
Whatever the symbol, like a symbol for payment, what about that? What about it, Rufina? Come at me!
No. she nods eagerly at that.
Rufina is rolling her eyes.
Meanwhile, back in the dining room, we're trying to keep this conversation going. So, do you match employee contributions to the 401k?
After 1 year of employment, you earn 2 weeks vacation, the first half of which must be taken in the first half of the year. Vacation days do not roll over into next year's.
I was going to ask about vacation accrual. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So going back to paragraph 4 of the contract. God, I wish they'd hurry up.
And then Will, one last thing. So he says, "If no murder," and he looks at Rufina like, "If no murder, what's your plan?"
She shrugs. She takes it and says, "Won't be safe."
Rufina is not happy with this situation.
Will's like looking at her like, I understand, but it's okay. Like, I think Will is looking at Rafina like, I know that this is not something you want to do, but don't worry, you probably won't be the one that has to do it.
Rafina says, oh! She looks like, okay.
I say that with all of my facial features.
Yep. With your upper lip exposed, it's really easy to get lots of different things across. Your range of facial expressions has opened up tremendously.
All right.
Well, she's walking back towards the dining room door. She takes another step. Another step.
Are there no other rooms? This is the smallest tour ever.
You stayed in the den for a little while, writing notes back and forth.
I asked for her to move us along. There's no other rooms. Will honestly did want to have a tour of this house. For multiple reasons, but I totally wanted to have a tour of the house.
We saw no Rococo.
Damn it.
It seemed to her that you wanted to talk to her. It didn't seem like you wanted a tour to her. It's been a while, so...
It's a tour of the house. Are you supposed to run through the house?
She didn't seem to want to take you upstairs anyway. When she was saying that out loud, remember?
Awesome.
Rafina takes the piece of paper and shoves it in her mouth.
Whoa! Will's impressed. Oh, good job. Awesome. Yeah, we definitely want to make sure that those do not, like, get lost. So Will is extra, Will is, like, watching Rafina, making sure she's
The camera is
it.
Watching you guys, and it pans to one just fluttering to the floor.
No way! No way! Will is, I think, like, I don't know if you want me to roll for something, but Will is, like, experienced in that kind of crap. Like, you know, information that you can't let get lost. So I think... I'll roll for it or
no,
whatever,
it's
but
fine.
I want to make sure
you
that
can
we didn't...
keep track of your sheaves of paper.
Okay, cool.
Your reams of messages.
500 pieces. Printer paper. It's pretty great.
All right. So you get back into the dining room as the mayor is saying, well, I think that you all would be wonderful contributions to the team, so are you ready to commit?
Well, sir, as you said, if it's not a life or death decision, if we could at least sleep on it tonight... we can give you an answer tomorrow.
Okay. His face drops a little bit, looks a little disappointed, but he recovers his composure, and he says, yes, of course. Whatever it takes to make you feel at ease, take whatever time you need. Absolutely.
We appreciate your flexibility.
Of course. So, did you enjoy some of the rooms of the house? Was Lydia a fine tour guide for you all?
It was lovely. Ooh, I'm tired. We gotta go.
Were you displeased by the tour, Will?
My facial features will not be featured on the podcast. I'm just grumpily looking
just
at you.
Just staring at Eric.
No, that's Will's expression. Kind of, he's just kind of like disappointed that he didn't get to nick anything in this house.
Nick says what?
Oh, man. Yeah, nope, it was great. We saw your den. That's about it. Great. Extensive sarcasm.
It's a fine den. I can spend all day there.
Yeah? Is that where... are the rooms upstairs fake? Is that where you spend all your day?
Well, we don't usually take just house guests up into our living quarters.
You've never given a tour of your home? I do that all the time. I mean, that's people want to see your home. When you have a nice home. I used to have a nice home, guys. I wasn't always a transient like the rest of you.
Well, we're
Blank just goes, what the hell?
You lived in a hole in the ground, I think. I don't know.
Don't all dwarves, really?
Yeah.
When it comes down to it?
Probably.
Even racist.
That's right!
Oh, no.
Well, then perhaps we should retire for the evening and give this generous offer some serious thought.
I guess, yeah, I have one more question for the Baron.
Yes, Bathwack.
It probably didn't come up during contract negotiations, but you know, where would you prefer? You mentioned that you might want us to stay in the house as your personal guard, or maybe work with Isaac in the town. Did you have a preference?
I mean, I would say as part of the town guard, showing you as the strong force out there, pounding the pavement, as it were. Pavement doesn't exist.
Cobbles, the cobblestones.
Clambering on the cobbles. It's got to be alliterative. Mm-hmm. clamping down the cobbles.
Dancing on the dirt.
So you'd really rather we weren't in your house all the time.
I mean, you would be a very illustrious house guard. It's a little bit overkill. I was just trying to come to a compromise, something that would appeal to you all.
Well, do you have a house guard currently? Do you have people?
Yes, there are people that stand guard over the house, absolutely.
And Will looks at the lady like, thanks for the information! Didn't get that information? Damn it! Hey, can we go... If we were to stay here, would there be a room that we would stay in? Might I see it? Maybe that will influence my decision. Might the lady show me that room?
No, there would be no such room.
We'd sleep on the floor, then. In the doghouse outside? Is that where we...
the guards, the town guard, I provide fine lodgings for them in the guard's barracks, which is not here at the house.
Okay. Dang.
Perhaps tomorrow, if you'd like, it might prove a more suitable time for me to give you a tour of those facilities, if you'd like.
Sounds like the best.
Or maybe
time.
That would be a good time to introduce you to Izek. Perhaps he could lead that tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
Awesome.
Oh, friends, shall we retire for the evening?
I'm so tired.
This is a wonderful dinner. I'm glad you all granted me with your company. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any further questions or if you would like to proceed into this venture, please don't hesitate to come find me or send me a message, and we can take things from there.
Thanks for the bump cookie.
The what?
Yes, indeed. Thank you for the dent.
The dent biscuits, yes. I am glad to share such a delight with you. Do you want me to hold on for something, Katie?
I was just trying to look. Like, I really think that it was stupid of me. I wish I had remembered as a strategery thing. Throwback to that president. Anyway, strategic thing that, wouldn't we want to know where the hell the guards are in the house if... One of us has to come and murder the husband. I wonder who that will be. I mean, right? I think Will taps his temple to indicate to Nick another mind message, please. like as they're walking out, you know, like if he can mind message him quickly.
You'll say what?
Get the information from the lady about where the guards are in the house at night, where they're posted.
How do I do that?
Can't you send her a message?
Oh, should I do that?
Yes, do it.
Okay,
it's our last chance.
You see Nick look at her, and then she looks at him, surprised, and then he turns to Will and said, "Got it."
Good. Thumbs up! And then I run out the door.
All right.
Rafina feels it's necessary to continue the charade of being very tired, so she's pretending to very sleepily walk toward the door.
She falls asleep on the ground.
Are we being escorted to the door by one of the servants?
The maid who took you into the dining room is taking you back to the front door.
Do you feel safe here?
You say that to her?
Yeah, just quietly, very quietly.
She looks up at you. She looks kind of confused and then just slowly nods a few times.
This lady, I don't trust her! I think I'm going to kill the Baron, and he's really secretly a great guy.
I can't help, but I don't like the information we just got. All right, fine.
What, the servant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have enough information.
It'll make for an interesting story. Let's go. I'm ready to kill a Baron. I'll probably get caught. I'll die. Bye, guys.
All right. So you leave the house. Dinner with Baron is over. And what do you all do?
We should probably wait till we get a little ways from the house.
Yeah.
Before we start loudly exclaiming, what the actual fuck, guys?
All right. So you're all... far enough away. I mean, do you go somewhere in particular? You just kind of get away?
Oh, I figured we were just heading back toward the inn.
Yeah, aren't we staying there tonight?
You have rooms there indefinitely.
Yeah. Free rooms. Free food, free rooms.
Is anyone worried about Blinsky?
I was just, that's what I was going to say. I wanted to go, Quill's going to be like, I gonna go hit this way just to see if he's back.
Pass by there, yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go our any separate ways, what do we do? Did she was she helpful? Lang is asking Will. Was she helpful?
I don't trust her, but Rafina wants to save her and trusts her. So it looks like we're going to be doing a little saving of the woman tonight, I guess. He neglects to mention the other part of it.
By murdering her husband.
I don't know. Rafina didn't agree on that part, so who knows.
Did she have any evidence, anything at all, beyond just dropping us a note saying, please kill my husband?
It's probably girl power. That's my suspicion, Lank. It's girl power. Rafina likes that, or doesn't. I can't tell. Uh-oh, Rafina.
Rafina's crabby now.
Rafina, what's wrong?
She's actually tired. She's convinced her body that she's tired.
I have not. Even Rafina is just fine. Thank you very much. No.
Oh, Rafina. What is it?
I think... And she stops talking.
Well.
She's still thinking.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and just pass by Blinsky's place, and you think, and then we can talk later.
I don't think we should kill anyone, guys. But I also think she's in trouble. Backwhack. Backwhack.
I'm following Will.
I have a question for you.
What?
What do you think the maid's nod meant?
Well, I asked her if she felt safe here, and she nodded.
Was it convincing?
Were you convinced?
You were the one looking right at her.
I don't know what to make of it, but I'm not convinced that we ought to just storm in there and kill somebody.
Is there another way? Can we help her without, I mean...
Well, he's the Baron. He is the the leader of this entire town, and he controls the town guard. Now, if she runs away, I guess we could try to hide her.
We're very good at that.
Right. So...
That's a good idea. I'm willing to do that.
How long is it
Hopefully
until midnight?
Hopefully she's not attached to her arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if we were really careful, we could take the town guard anyway. Except maybe for Izzik.
What information did you get on the town guard? Did you find out how experienced they are? Are they a bunch of well-trained soldiers or anything?
But there were 25 of them, and they only seem to come in small groups. Hmm. Like, if we can keep them separated. I'm just saying that if things get bad, I think we have options.
Are we rested?
No.
How long is it till midnight?
2-3 hours, something like that.
Based on what we know, I don't see that we can justify killing this man who just gave us dinner.
Will's like kind of confused because he's like, doesn't it seem like he's kind of a tyrant? I mean, I have a little bit of experience with that kind of stuff. I mean, this guy is...
He didn't even heat up the beet soup. No, we can't kill him.
It seemed to me like he was clueless.
He's kind of a crappy tyrant if he's like recruiting new people with a dinner party.
I think he wants to recruit us to so that he can eventually get rid of us.
But the thing is, this woman said that she thinks that he is behind the killings of staff. So what I'm asking you guys is, who do you believe? The Baron, who seems to be a creep as far as his rules, as far as being friends with Izzik, or do we trust this woman who is a woman who seems to be kind of a little bit under the thumb of a dude? I mean, you know what? It's up to you guys. That's fine. I'll no skin off my nose.
But it seems to me like Izzik is lying to the Baron, or the Baron's lying to us.
Right.
Or the wife is lying to us.
Yeah.
And to the Baron.
I guess you never know. And we're all going to overthink it forever. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. Is there any other thing that we can do in the next 3 hours? Not real time, but the next 3 hours.
So
Rafina's instinct is to take a chance to somehow help her.
Is there a way for me to send, this probably won't get any information, but to send Bernard up to a window to try to look through the windows of the Baron's house to see if I can get any information about the dynamic of that relationship when nobody's around. Not that I would really care, probably. No, I would! I have a thing about women. I have some complicated relationships with women, so I think I would care a little bit. Especially because none of us can decide. We're all, like, debating this in the street. So he's like, Bernard, go check.
So, right? Like, while you're talking, you send
right.
him back?
Yeah, send him over there to just see if there's anything that's obviously wrong. What if he hits her or something? You know, like, if there's something obvious that happens or if there's some kind of weird... Probably not! Because guess what, guys? We're screwed. We don't have the info.
I wonder if we could have made this more black and white by casting something like Detect Evil and Good or something.
I wish. I don't like,
have that. Oh, don't I have a thing with where I can detect magic?
A few of
the
us do, I think.
The extent of Lank's abilities is he can hit things with his maul.
Fuck. I
twice.
I
twice, yeah.
I could have charmed person the wife and had her, like, maybe tell me more stuff. I'm a bad warlock.
But if she
could go back.
Does anyone have a do-over spell?
We could just go back and say we've decided to join the guard.
And we'd like to spend the night.
Yeah, all my spells are used up. So, how long? We can't get in a good rest before midnight?
Well, it's been a while since our last cluster.
A long rest? No. You could do a short rest.
Yeah.
I mean, out of character, like, if we... I mean, I guess I don't know. Potentially, if I go in and I kill the Baron, which I feel like Will is just itching to do.
It's been so long.
It has been a long time, and this guy is in power, and I think that Will would be like, this would be interesting, and I don't know what the hell's going on in this land where I'm supposed to become the ruler of this land. I want to mix things up! Or at least that's what I've been told. Who knows? We could go back. He could totally, like, make up something else. Or we could... I don't know. We could just give up and be like, whatever, we don't want to help her or do anything. We want to sleep.
Just go back and go to bed.
Yeah. It's bedtime. Well, I would like to send Bernard. So does that yield anything?
Yes. You send Bernard back.
Can we get Bernard to also check on the servants' quarters and see if they are timid and like, jumpy?
I'm going to say, yeah, like, check on any windows, any people, whatever you see. I mean, but especially the lady.
He'll be there and come back to you before you get to Blinsky's. So,
the house is gone! It was that fast. Like, it's on fire!
You guys! Every time! So he scopes out the house. He comes back. He says, couldn't really see much. Mm. There's drapes drawn on pretty much every window, though I did notice... There was like an attic window or something like that, and from like behind the drapes, it seemed like there was like this like flashing light, like violet flashing light, something like that.
Oh, crap. I bet we have to go investigate that crap.
Something tangible, at least, whatever that word means.
Yeah.
Which I've never used before.
Let's go investigate the glowing light after not resting.
Yeah, I know.
We could try to sneak into the house, I guess, but that's sort of...
Yeah, I think there's one sneaky one of us. It's Nick, the DM. Go, DM, go sneak into the house.
Nick falls unconscious.
Oh,
sorry.
Let's send Arena.
Go away.
I can't. My computer's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can I plug in my headphones there, too?
No.
Just a minute. My thing will be ready in a minute.
Okay.
That's fine.
I thought I had more time on it, and it just pooped out.
Sorry, too bad.
Well, now that Abby's gone, you guys can talk about the real shit.
Let's send Rafina by herself back to the house.
Yeah, we can knock her unconscious and then leave her on the back doorstep. No, open the back door, just like put her inside, close it.
Yeah.
And when she wakes up, it'll be, you know, 3 in the morning, and...
Yeah. We'll dress her up as a servant and see if anyone kills her overnight. Then
I'm wondering if there's a chimney on top of the like, can I send him as a raven to the top of the house, and then if there's a chimney to see if there's a way for him to get down the chimney peering into the attic room?
That's not really how chimneys work unless there's a fireplace,
right?
There.
Who knows if it's a finished attic or not?
Let me see if there is a chimney.
It's not going to be there. Nobody thinks of the Santa Claus strategy, except for Katie.
There is a chimney.
There is a Santa Claus.
There is a Santa Claus, too! Yay!
Yes, what's your face? There is a chimney.
Is it the dumbest idea? I'm just trying to think of something to do, because, I mean, yeah, like, you don't have... Nobody has spells except for me. I have some spells. I don't know. What do you guys think?
How's Blinsky?
Yeah, can you tell us about Blinsky?
Well, you go there. I mean, all the shops you're seeing are shut up tight for the night. It's dark at this point. It's nighttime. Then you get to Blinsky's, and his looks the same.
What about his house next door?
What about his house?
Is it lit up?
No.
All right. So there's no lights. I'm not even going to bother right now. I don't know. I guess we could knock on his front door to his house.
You could knock?
All right. Yeah, I go and knock. Yeah, we
do
go.
Do you
knock.
Send Bernard as a rabid weasel terrorizing the
no.
town?
There's nobody in the street, I assume.
You knock and there's no answer.
All right. I don't think the DM will let us see him right now.
Well, not if you go where he's not.
Well, I don't know where he is.
It's not up to me.
Since we're all still...
You think I just make him materialize?
It's interesting. I don't know what Will is gathering from everyone else, but he's thinking of his own kind of situation that he has to kind of figure out. So as we're walking through the street and people don't really know what to do, he's like, okay, I'm going to head back and I'm going to try to see if I can get Bernard. He is going to walk back to the Baron's house. He's going to, as he does so, and he ducks through an alley or something, he's going to disguise himself as just a random common man. And he's going to then send Bernard flying up to the chimney. And then because I'm assuming I have to see him in order to change him. That's kind of why I was thinking I probably can't go, okay, and then change into a something. Yeah. So going back to the house, change Bernard into a spider, but that was like a really big spider, right? So like a rat, maybe. A rat might be able to probably climb down a chimney, I think. Rats are freaking freaky like that.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what I do.
Okay.
Does anyone come back with me?
I would probably go along, because if the woman truly does need help, I want to help. I just am not convinced that she needs help.
I'll go too.
So will I.
All right. So you make your way back to the house. you do your thing, and why don't you make a dexterity check for Bernard? I mean, for Ratnard.
Ratnard. 12 plus, I don't know what his dexterity is.
Okay. He's like, okay, I'm going in, he says to you in your head. And he goes, oh, this is pretty long. What am I doing? Where am I going?
Try to see if there's a fireplace or a way to, like, a chink in the fireplace to get through to the attic and see what the hell that light is that you said.
Okay. I don't see anything here. This looks like it goes maybe all the way down to the first floor. Huh. Okay, I'm trying to climb. I'm okay. I fell a little bit.
Oh no.
I think I'm in a kitchen.
Oh great.
I guess it's like a stove or the oven or something. They cook here.
Oh no. Get out of the oven. Get out of the oven.
Where do I go? Back up?
Oh shit. I don't know. You're a rat. Can you figure out a way to get out of the house without, you know, getting cooked in the oven?
I mean, there's nobody in the kitchen. It's dark in here. I don't think anybody's cooking.
Go through the kitchen. Hey, can you go upstairs, rat? Rat brother. Can you climb the stairs without being seen? Are the lights all off in the house?
Let me see if
is
I can find
evening?
Some stairs. There's a couple doors. Oh, yeah, there are stairs here.
Okay, go up the stairs.
Should I go up?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There's a hallway.
Okay. Do you hear any voices?
I don't hear anything right now, no.
Aren't the servants usually under the stairs?
You're so excited about the servants. I'm trying to get him to see the wife.
I smell dog.
Oh, shit. Stay away from that. Stay away from the dogs.
It's pretty heavy up here.
Okay.
I can't tell from where, though.
Okay. Well, scurry your rat ass along. Go up to the attic. I don't know how to get to the attic.
Neither do I.
I'm going to be standing in the street for like 45 minutes while a rat runs around inside a house.
There's closed doors here. Oh, the dog smell's getting stronger.
Okay.
There's a hallway. There's some light leading there.
Retreat!
I think that might be where they are. I don't really want to get too close to that.
Okay.
And here's some more stairs down. These are big stairs.
Big stairs. Okay. I don't know what that means, but it's probably just the main stairway, so keep looking. Are we to get upstairs? Hear any voices? Those are the two things I'm making you look for.
I don't hear any voices. I smell dog from that way where that light is. Okay. And otherwise, I just see a couple of closed doors down this other hallway.
All right. And you can't squeeze under that, rat?
I guess I can see. No, my butt's too big. I'm stuck! No, I'm kidding.
No. All right. I guess just get out of the house. You know, you're a rat. Can you find a spot to get out of the house?
Okay.
You gotta get him wedged under the door and then turn him into a bear.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You guys found a new crowbar. Lank is suddenly obsolete.
I love that it's called a crowbar because he could be a crow and then you could turn him into something else.
A crowbear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit! That's amazing!
There's an ad.
Crowbear! Holy crap. That's awesome. Alright. That's all I can think
just
of.
Just picture someone trying to wedge a crow into a crack.
Now, open your beak!
You try it with Bernard, he's just severed in half.
I know!
It doesn't work at all.
Sorry.
Alright. So, a few minutes pass, says, I guess I gotta go back up. I don't know. This actually is pretty well sealed up tight. Yeah, I mean, down here, all I can get to is the kitchen. There's doors out of here, they're all closed up tight. This looks like it might be an outside door.
Okay, get out of it.
But I can't open it.
Hey, just chew a hole through it, come on. We've lived in plenty of rat-infested apartments, bro!
Yeah, but that might take me a while.
Just do it! Do it for the rats that we used to live with. I'm not gonna try the chimney.
I'm
kidding, of course. Go up the freaking chimney.
Make a dexterity
false
check.
False rat. Alright. 13.
Alright.
Plus whatever. I
know.
I still don't have the stats.
It's fine. I vaguely remember enough that I make up the rules anyway.
Okay.
Alright. And it sounds like he has some trouble, but he eventually does make his way out. And you see a little rat perched up on the chimney there.
Okay.
On the top.
And then I take the required amount of time to turn him back into something that could get down.
All
so
right.
A raven again, I guess.
Cool. All right. And he flies down to you all. And right now I want all of you to make intelligence checks.
15.
Oh, natural 20.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Lank is a smarty guy.
Yeah, but then I have to reduce it by one.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, Rafina?
11.
All right. So, Will, what did you get? What did you roll, Katie?
A 12.
Okay. So, Bat, Thwack, and Lank, something is kind of nagging at your mind. And you think it has something to do with the note that Lydia wrote. There's something about it that's just striking you as something. You're getting a nagging thought about the note and specifically something she wrote in it, but you can't figure out why without maybe reading it again.
Do I still have it?
Somebody does, I'm sure. You're all together, so you can fetch it out and you read it over again. It says, "Please help me. This is a house of corruption. All is not well. Our staff keeps disappearing. I know my husband is to blame. I fear I will be next. The back door will be unlocked after midnight, and his pet freak will be on guard duty. Kill him in his sleep." And when you read it again, you realize the phrase that's jumping out at you is the phrase, "This is a house of corruption." And something about that seems very familiar. Not to you, Will.
I know, but it's exciting.
Oh.
Does anyone remember?
Is it from the tarot?
Do we know enough to say that that's the line that's jumping out at us?
Yes. Especially you, Mr. Natural 20 minus 1.
The house of this is a house of corruption. House of Corruption. Does that ring a bell for anybody? House of Corruption.
He shares that.
That sounds familiar.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah, you can talk about it now that he's sharing it with you.
Oh.
Can I look at in my Tinder box at my nose?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. There is a town where all is not well. It's right there.
Oh, oh, for Pete's sake.
The key to Petrovna's grave. There is a town where all is not well. There you will find a house of corruption and within a dark room full of still ghosts.
Ooh. Ew, still ghosts! Ew! Why does that bother me so much?
No, it sounds creepy, right? It sounds like it's something weird.
It's the ghosts of hillbillies making moonshine.
Still.
That hurt.
All right. Well, that's another push from metagaming standpoint of probably we should take this
what
guy
out. What are you talking
out.
About?
Well, I mean, just like you pointing that out and it being in the tarot cards, it probably means we're supposed to do something. But
the tarot cards don't say take the guy out, though.
But they don't. But they do suggest that we trust the lady.
Yeah, it is a house of corruption, which means that what she's saying is accurate. As long as we believe Madame Eva.
And we all pretty much believe Madame Eva, so.
Yeah.
All she right, well, I guess.
Right about a lot of things.
Lank takes out his mole. Guess it's time to kick some ass.
Should we wait until midnight? I feel like we.
It's a little closer now, but
dude, I can't do any ass kicking without a full night's sleep.
I know, that's hard. I mean, you can still kill things with sword power. And also, if we assume that what she's saying is accurate, one of us just goes in and kills the guy, I'll do it and I'll risk it.
What are you risking?
Just killing the guy. Yeah, well, first of all, I don't know if Will is not going to say that out loud to you right now. I'm just saying that as Katie, but, you know, unless you wanted me to say that out loud. I didn't realize if we were talking in character or not. But, I mean, like, you guys don't have to do that. We could just go and help her and figure something else out. Wink, wink.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I'll repeat the tarot card. It says, this card leads the way to another symbol of good, the key to Petrovna's grave. Nine of Swords, Torturer, which I don't know if the card has anything to do with things, but it is the Torturer. Mm. Says, there is a town where all is not well. There you will find a house of corruption and within a dark room full of still ghosts. And I...
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy.
My joke's the best. I don't know why it keeps being referred to.
Because
it's so good. That's why.
But yeah, so I think this house is bad news. It's a house of corruption. That's what the lady says. So.
Plus, if there's something in there that's going to help us against Strahd, which it seems like everything else has been.
Yeah.
This might be our chance.
There?
I mean, the other tarot cards were right. That we, at least one of them was.
Couple.
Yeah, several. Yeah.
You've had two so far, right? I think. Yes.
You know what, guys? Will all of a sudden is like, wait a second, guys. I know what we have to do, and you guys aren't gonna like it, but it's gonna make more sense than saving the lady, taking her out of the house, and killing the husband. We kill
yeah,
the husband.
That makes no sense.
Well, we kill the husband. And she stays there and pretends like everything's fine. He's sick or something. And honestly, and Will changes his form again, assuming there's no other people around besides these guys. I don't know how late it is, but... All right.
There's nobody, like, walking through the streets
all
at
right.
this point.
Well,
there might be somebody looking out a window at you.
All right,
but...
fine. I was trying to be story-wise, but thanks for crushing my dreams.
But you're tucked in an alley where there's no windows that have a vantage point
all
on
right,
you.
All right, good, thanks. All right, so he switches his shape very briefly to the mayor's shape, the burgomaster shape, and he says, and I can play the burgomaster if need be. So...
What, you can shape-shift?
Ha ha ha, hi. Yes, now I can.
Oh, crap.
And with that, we're going to end for tonight.
Oh, really? Oh man, we were just getting to something good. I just thought of a plan. That was a pretty good plan too.
Good. Well, you can work on
that. Shit.
Maybe discuss it amongst yourselves.
Like that happens.
But I'm so not happy with killing this guy. I don't know, man.
I'm just excited.
I mean, I want him dead. I just don't want to kill him.
We could like
what? Wait, so you want him dead? Who else wants him dead? That's two, right?
Lank would be swayed by the parallels to the card.
Does the card say kill him?
No, it doesn't.
Just that he would trust that the guy is bad news.
But Batthwack is right in playing his character very nicely because he is, what is it, lawful good or something, probably.
Neutral good. But
if Batthwack actually says that, Will could be like, well, listen, we could go in and subdue him. We don't necessarily have to kill him. We just have to
neutralize
him. And Will in his head is like, kill him. but, you know, yeah. So we can keep him in the broom closet or something like that. And until things are, you know, and keep him alive and well until we figure out what's in the house. Because that's the thing. We need time to explore that house. I'm guessing the item is not right there. So, and Will is not like some investigation genius. He's like, I'll go in and kill somebody, but I'm not going to be able to discover what's behind a hidden bookcase. Put the candle back. Like, I'm not going to be able to figure that out or something. So we'll see. I guess that'll be interesting to see what happens to the Baron.
I feel like Izak is like the doppelganger to Irina because of the arm parallel, but like exact opposites.
I don't know what the hell his deal is, but I am like really, I think Batthwack is with me. I really want to like go talk to him and figure him out and kill him. That's what I want to do. Because that guy is bad news.
I
want
to talk to him first.
Is a weird stalker. And I want to dispose of that weird stalker guy.
Fair enough.
So what do you think the letter meant by saying his something or other was going to be on guard? I don't even remember what it said exactly.
His pet freak, which is Izek. That's totally, it's, there is a close tie between Izek and the Baron. I don't think the Baron is good at all. We know Izek is not good. Even if it's just as far as being a freaking stalker, creepy asshole, he is not a good guy. And he's been threatening Blinsky. That guy needs to go. And he's like best friends with the Baron, whether he's lying to him or not. You know, the Baron is like, I mean, maybe he could just be put in jail or whatever, but the reason I roleplay the way I'm doing, Will's like, the easy solution is just kill this idiot. Like, just kill him. Then
why don't we just kill everyone?
Yeah, exactly, Batthwack. Why don't we?
Stop. We'll just kill them all.
Why don't we? Why don't we?
Yeah, we'll kill Izek. We'll kill the Baron. We'll kill the Baroness. Then we'll kill all the servants. And those two dogs.
Batthwack knows.
Madam Eva would not have liked all of that.
Who else?
Batthwack knows.
The 25 or so town guard.
Hey, you suggested that. You're like, well, if the town guard comes, we can just kill him. See, I knew Batthwack. I knew Batthwack would come to my side.
Will's like, I only suggested killing one person.
Yeah, Batthwack wants to kill 30.
It takes a dramatic turn. Yes. So you all have to restrain me. I've become so evil.
Yes. Will is tainting the group. There is no hope to defeat Strahd. We will all become evil. I'm not even evil. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just a bad guy. But
thou
not
doth
evil.
Protest too much, methinks. I'm not evil. If you have to say it.
I mean, at this point in his life, he's leaning towards more evil shit, but he's not, at his heart, he is not an evil person. But we shall see.
Can you imagine a draconic vampire?
Oh my god.
A vegetarian draconic vampire.
Bonicula!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.